Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Yesterday we began the third parak of Bikurim, describing how they would designate the Bikurim growing out in the field and then would gather together in the city of the leader of the Maimed, the watch, the representatives of the Yisraelim who would go to Shalayim to observe the Karbanot on behalf of Am Yisrael. And now we're picking up in Mishnah Gimel, Parak Gimel, Hakrovim, the ones who were closer to Yerushalayim, Mivim Ta'anim Ve'anovim. They'd bring fresh figs and raisins. Harahokim, the ones who were further away, Mivim Grogorot V'tzimukim. They'd bring dried figs and tzimukim and raisins. We see, obviously, raisins are considered halachically like grapes. They still fit to bring Bikurim, and it would be better to bring nice, delicious raisins than spoiled, squishy grapes. V'hashor cholech livnehem, and the ox went in front of them. We've mentioned earlier in the Masechta, they'd bring a carbon shlomim along with the Bikurim, so this carbon shlomim would go in front of them, the karnav mitzupot zahav, and they would put gold on top of the horns, the atara shel zayit barosho, and a crown of olives on its head. I think olive leaves here. The Bartonura says this is because the olive is considered the most beautiful and the leaves very fresh, so they would crown it onto their ox. Hacholil makei lifnehem, and the horn would blow in front of them. Like we said yesterday, where they were singing Tehillim and songs as they were traveling also, and they had musical accompaniment, so it's a very lively procession. Ot shemegim karov l'Yerushalayim, until they became close to Yerushalayim. Higiu karov l'Yerushalayim, once they got close, shalhu lifnehem, in Yerushalayim, they sent from in front of them, means they sent a messenger, v'itru et bikurehim, and then they rearranged their bikurim. They crowned their bikurim, meaning they put the nicest stuff on top. If somebody had both raisins and grapes, so you put the grapes on top. Put the biggest, plumpest, freshest grapes on top. So these travelers coming sent messengers in, and the Mishnah continues, a pachot, haskonim, hagizbaim, yotzim likratam, and the leaders and the officials and the treasurers of the temple, they would go out to greet them. Lefi kavod hanichnasim hayoyotzim. According to kavod, can mean the heaviness or the honor of those coming in, they would send out people. The Yerushalmi says, there's really no gadol lekatan Yisrael. Now, it's a strange statement because, yes, we do have a melech and a kohen gadol. We're talking about these officers. These people shouldn't let their position go to their head. So he says it doesn't really mean the kavod of the officers versus the kavod of the people coming to bring the Bikurim. It means the amount, the kvedut, the amount of people. If there's a little bit of people coming, you could send out a little bit of people. But if there's a lot of people coming in, it wouldn't be nice. It wouldn't be derech kavod just to send out a few people to meet them. So you send a lot of people to meet them. The kol bali umnut, and all of the craftsmen should be Yerushalayim, umdim lifnehim. They would stand as they came in, v'sholim b'shlomim, and ask their shalom, and say, Acheinu anshei makom ploni, botem l'shalom. They say, my brothers from such and such place are coming, come in peace. Now this is interesting, because normally craftsmen are not required to interrupt their work to greet people, especially if they're working for someone else. They have an hourly wage. They're really not supposed to be interrupting. But for the kavod of such a great mitzvah, dan barabim, they were allowed and encouraged to interrupt and stand up for a moment. This is the same reason we stand up when we bring in the baby for the brit milah. Mishnah Dalet, the halil, the flute, makei lifnehem, would blow before them, ad shemagiyin l'charbay, until they reach the Temple Mount. Higiyu l'charbay, once they reach Temple Mount, afilu agripos hamelech notel asol ol kateifu v'nechnas. Even King Agrippus, he was a king in the Second Temple period, he would take the basket on his own shoulder and go in. So before that, you could have it on an animal, you could have your friend carry it, but now you have to carry it all by yourself. It's interesting, Agrippus HaMelech was not from Malchus Beit David, and he was aware of it. So there's interesting Gemaras that he was sometimes less insistent on his own honor and was slightly more humble than a king from Beit David, the real Malchus, perhaps, should be. So he's an interesting figure in Jewish history. Ad shemigia l'azara, until they carried it into the azara, into the courtyard. Higia l'azara, once you got into the courtyard, dibro l'avim b'shir, the Levim would speak in song, Aromimcha Hashem ki dilitani velo simochta oivai li. This is Psalm number 30, which we actually say very often, and it's, I am exalting you, Hashem, because you've lifted me up and did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. So this is an interesting that they use this for Tehillim, for Bikurim, because this Tehillim sort of relates to the Vidui Bikurim, the statement that we said that the Arami over the V, the Aramean, tried to destroy my father, but then Hashem has given us the land and allowed us to be fruitful in the land. So there is a connection there. Shkoyach Rabosai, Zay Gesund.